Do you remember your very first Sabbath?
I remember the era.
Yeah, not specifically, but I know that it was very hard to not be able to go do what I wanted.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I had, is I normally could go do, you know, any of these things. Even if we went to the beach, we could still go have an ice cream cone. We can't even do that anymore, you know? And that was my first problem with the Sabbath, was coming to terms with my own self-will.
Yes. You know what I missed the most was yard sales.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Yes, that
too. I used to be an Amazon bookseller. Yeah. I used to sell used books on Amazon, and Saturday was my work day. Because I'd go take my little scanner and go to yard sales.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get up before dawn and go every yard sale I could find in town and scan all their books and take them home and sell them. I couldn't do that anymore. Sometimes you can find yard sales on Friday and Sunday. Friday, I was usually working. And Sundays, all the good stuff was gone. So I had to give that up. But our very first Sabbath, well, my husband didn't keep the Sabbath for probably 6 or 8 weeks. That's all it took him. But he didn't believe me at first. He thought it was not quite right. He thought the woman that told me about the Sabbath was just nuts. Anyway, I just remember he took the girls. Our son was already gone, but he took our two daughters and they went shopping. And I didn't know anything about preparation day. All I knew was that you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. And I was terrified. I sat there in my filthy house, laundry's undone, and I'm like, I got to go to church tomorrow. I was the sound guy. I got to go to church tomorrow to do sound. What am I going to wear? I can't do laundry till the sun goes down. I was terrified to get up and go get a drink of water. I didn't have any food because I didn't prep any. I was like, I turn on the sink. If I go to the bathroom, is that work?
You know?
And I just sat there staring at the wall. I was afraid to even like turn on the TV or listen to anything. And so I didn't know. I didn't know anything. All I knew was, this is the Sabbath, and you don't do any work on the Sabbath. And that was all I knew. And I've heard some stories of people's very first Sabbath.
She said I used to just sit and shake. Because I'm like, oh.
I know. All these things I got to do, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Used to be his work day.
Yeah.
He used to work. And so we had one less day of work.
Every day,
And we're self-employed, so that makes a big difference sometimes. And we were doing a 24/7 company at the time.
Yep.
So, okay, do we take the calls on these days? You know, if it's an emergency, do we even take it? You know, do we go help our neighbor if their house is, you know,
on fire.
Potentially going to be on fire?
Right.
You know, lots of questions that we had to answer. And, you know, you have kids. Well, this used to be our family day if dad wasn't working. Sunday was our day to go to church. You know, it's just a whole dynamic change in your life.
Yeah.
And it goes against everything.
Yeah.
You know, my family, we used to be around my family a lot. Everything was just being uprooted. And it was very uncomfortable. And with no one really there to help guide us, we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So it was just a long, it's been a long, slow journey.